Book 3. Our Shirakawa.
Anticipation, each day mounting.
We were guided toward Shirakawa through green Perthshire glens.
If you're travelling in the North Country Fair, where the wind hangs heavy on the borderline.
People ask us the way to the Shirakawa barrier. And we reply, take it easy. The Shirakawa barrier is everywhere.
The map's watershed is Shirakawa. Reading the names of burns running southeast, alts flowing northwest.
Lovers' beaches, gully-carved hearts and initials, are Shirakawa, an intimacy between settlement and elsewhere.
Comrie's confluence of Lednock, Erne and Rychel is Shirakawa. Edo to the east in the orderly market town.
Oku to the west in twilight deer, pheasants lacking road sense, tumble-down gardens and close-ranked pines.
Any wee road where your fingers brush meadowsweet verges is Shirakawa. When you let the wheel turn through the glen, with all your attention on the encounters and minor dramas of passing places.
Any one-street village with shops stocking fancy goods and a butcher's that sells a new brand of oatcakes is Shirakawa.
Any clicked latch of a gate that makes a space for things to come is Shirakawa.
Dalconzi is Shirakawa. The tail race is still as a mirror pool.
The small glen is Shirakawa. The green glen is an upturned bell, cast between Mial Tarsun and Dunmore, with the great stone, its clapper. Scratch marks on the face of Clach Ossian, are they from ice or flame? And now tell me, who moved this erratic to make the grave?
Newton, where we stopped for a pee and happened on a stand of beach, is Shirakawa. The Fanks are empty of sheep, brought down from Dalmore, Craig Croon, Alpenshields. While the herds dipped or clipped, shepherd lads while the time away, singing and signing Nadokoro bark. A carved comet flares over the gash of
1860,
bright when the trees were young.
A charn is Shirakawa. Gazing up from Loch Tay's wide shingle shore to the slopes of Benlore's, knowing they're surely laced with midsummer's alpine wildflowers.
Ken's Shirakawa is the white cottage, Drumna Keel, Dunaira, where Ian Hamilton Finlay lived after the war. He is our monk Cashin from Basho.
I love my shed at Drumna Keel, its tarred leaky roof, the wee windows that were full of mountains and pines.
Unlike children, the hunters are heard but not seen. As one June evening, I follow the track through woods and unfenced meadows, climb by the storied burns towards Finlay's cottage, not knowing if it's inhabited. beyond a telephone mast, making out as the fakie fir. I find it trim and whitewashed, but no one's in. Bottles ranged on the long table, maybe the invisible hunters will return to later. I'm almost back when a circle of tall trees draws me into what's left of a formal garden. Fluted columns, picturesquely toppled into deepening grasses. Wide stone steps, mossy and burst by a sycamore. And a balustrade, so colonised by bramble and vine, it's hard to see what's beyond. Here there is no canopy of sail to break the horizon of Mare Nostrum.
Alex Shirakawa is an evening walk from the square at Dunaira to the great sycamore, which is our chestnut at Sukagawa, the one Basho says Tokyu would sit under. From behind tilted pine, a last ray of sun fans over the square. It lifts my shadow through the wooden rails, fetching it far ahead of me. Under the great sycamore, there's a darker green. It cools the evening. The deer browse mist, floating leglessly, seeming to sense my looking. Lifting their heads, they leap the fence. They fade into the wood.
St. Fillan's Hill is Shirakawa. That dumb scent, that splendid mute, was never one to set himself over the higher peaks. Head pillowed west, his seat gifted meaning to the hill's outline, giving this conspectus view.
Clamber up the scree field, fringed by toxic foxgloves. Or go by stone-cropped stars, snug in veins of dry rock. I lie among bluebells, feet pointing east. The saint's seat looks north. Towards the confluence, I aim my arm down Glenartney, the glen of pebbles. Along the ridge of Bialachlua, the red pass, to the picturesque crown of Morven.